Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Kisisa, Purim Katan. We'll connect it all to Purim Katan, to Purim as well. Tashin Ayin Tes. Oren Shvein Tzchus. First time a Baruch Tzvi Berif Chabad. Yepesor Shulcha Yisrael. David Hanach Morcha Pferes Simcha. Pesor Shulcha Yisrael. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from the Rishon Rebbe in the opening, the second pasuk of the parsha. Pas Perik Lamed, pasuk Yud Aleph. Kisisa Shosh Bnei Yisof Kudehem and Nasli Ishkofer Nafshal Hashem. Says the Rishon Rebbe. Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael. You want to be a Jewish leader in Klal Yisrael. You want to be a Jewish leader. How do you know who's going to be a good Jewish leader? Says the Rishon Rebbe. Zeh Shemuchan Limsor Nafsho Avuram. The ones who care about others, who they put their Mesiris Nevesh, they put all their efforts and their kishkas, and they put on their whole Mitzias to be able to help people grow. Those are the ones who be Rosh Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? The Nasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho. They're willing to put in their whole essence, their whole soul into the Judaism, into other people. It's not only about themselves. That's what to be a Rebbe, to be a parent, to be a Jew means to care for others. It means to care for Klal Yisrael. It means to care for the world at large. Roki sees the Rosh Bnei Yisrael want to be a leader. It's a Nasnu Ish Kofer. You have to be careful, Mesiris Nevesh for others. And I think this very much connects to an idea in the Megillah from the Maharal. Right, the pasuk says in Perek Dalet, the famous words, "Ki machresh tachrishi beis hazos revach atzal yamol laYehudim." Says Mordechai to Esther, "If you don't step up now, maybe deliverance, maybe relief will come from another place." Says the Maharal in his parish on the Megillah, and he explains that what was Mordechai really telling Esther here? He was saying here, maybe at the end of the day, you might Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the salvation no matter what, but maybe you were put in this position at the end of the day to be queen. Be able to help Klal Yisrael. And if you don't step out right now, you're not going to have the opportunity in the future to save Bnei Yisrael. Right now is the time. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put you in this position that you were chosen at the contest, the beauty contest long ago, Dafka, for this reason. And I think this is what shows what Judaism is all about. Not only are leaders, but every Jew is a leader amongst themselves, in charge of themselves, in charge of others. To be a Rebbe, to be a teacher, to be a parent means to be Mesiris Nefesh, to care for others, to help others grow physically, spiritually, to hear their issues, to hear their problems, to be Mesiris Nefesh for others. That's what it means to be a Jewish leader. Beautiful idea from the Rishon Rebbe and the Maharal. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel, I think it was his Avni Nezer's yartzeit, his father's yartzeit was on Shabbos. So he talks on Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Ches. Asisa kior nechoshes lechano nechosh l'rachzo. And you should make this copper kior. It should be a place of for washing between the oil moy and the mizbeach. It should be a place of tahara. So Shem Yishmuel wants to know, why dafka? What's the smichas of Parshas? Now, shkolim is next to kior. So next to the idea for washing this tahara, what's the connection of shkolim and kior? So he says very simply, he says at the end of the day, you want to know why these two topics in the Torah are next to each other in our parsha. He says, because you know what does a shekel represent? A shekel represents, it's a machzor, it's a shekel, it's a half shekel. Famous idea from the Alshach, it's only a half shekel, because at the end of the day, you have to find your other half. It's kolach of achdus. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the kolach of achdus brings tahara. Machas is a shekel, the mitzvah shekel brings tahara, it leads to, the achdus leads to purity, leads to purification from one's sins. At the end of the day, you want to know why these two mitzvahs are next to each other, these two topics? Because one cares for another, cares for each other. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, I'm going to care for you. At the end of the day, the Gemara tells us, someone who forgives others, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives them as well. Someone who cares about someone else, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take care of you. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying over here. That's why the shkolim is next to the kier, which I think very much connect to an idea in the Megillah as well. You know, at the beginning of the Megillah, when by Vigson and Teresh they're trying to implement a plan to be able to kill Achashverosh, so Mordechai hears the whole thing, and he tells Esther to get on it. So the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, that one of the main things that brings to be kind of the Torah, the last thing is Kinyan Torah, is made Homer Davar B'Shem Amra. When you say something in someone's name, it brings redemption to the world. And the pasuk in the Mishnah says, the Tomer Esel Nach B'Shem Mordechai, right? When Esther told Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, about Bigson Vesarish, that Mordechai saved him, says the Ashach, at the end of the day, what's going on over here? When you say something in someone's name, you quote Rabbi Leibitz, you quote Rav Weimarger, you quote Rav Shechter, you quote Rabbi Willig, that brings Gula. What's going on over here? Says the Ashach, yeah. When you quote something in someone's name, it shows that you want to get them, you want to make sure they get the credit. It's not about you, it's about them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you care for others? That's Avas Chinam. That'll bring Gula to the world. What happened by Mordechai and Esther? Esther wanted Mordechai to get the credit. And Mordechai wanted Esther to get the credit. Each one of them wanted each other to get the credit. And that's maybe Gula the Olam. That brings Gula. That brings Tahara. And that's really the whole idea over here, why Shka Shekel is next to Shkolim, Shka Shekel is next to Kior, because that brings Tahara, which is really, Tahara is Gula. tahara, the purification is a beautiful insight of the Shem Yishmuel and the Ashach. We're moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm and Sefer Chacham and Musar. The pasuk says, right after the Chid, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Reisi as Amazevini Am Kshei Oyefu. The end of the Chashpach tells Moshe, I've seen the people and they're stiff-necked people. They're stubborn. So Rav Simcha Zissel picks up on a very interesting insight. He says in the pasuk right before, we read about how Klai Yisrael made the golden calf, how we made the eagles up, we bow down to it, and we even brought karbonos to it. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he doesn't make anything, any note of the eagles up. What does he say? We're stiff-necked people. What's so bad about being stiff-necked? What's so bad about Am Kshei Orif? He says at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael went on what their main sin was, is they lacked the flexibility to admit that they made a mistake. When someone is inflexible, when someone's not flexible, even if he makes many mistakes, he's going to regret them and will change. If someone's inflexible, you're not able to say that you made a mistake and be able to move on. You're never able to do tshuva. You're able to move on. But as Jews says of Rav Simcha Zissel, the main idea, the main focus is we mess up, we learn from it, we grow. But Amor is a malik tells us that we have zero connection to the Rosh. Malik is Gematria Sofik. No, we mess up, we're able to grow, we're able to move on. And this is what connects to the idea from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner says, Sheva Yipul Tzadik will come. The pasuk tells us. A tzaddik falls seven times. No, says Rav Huttner. A tzaddik falls seven times, but he gets back up. Becoming a tzaddik means you gotta be able to get back up. To be able to make that flexibility to say, no, I messed up. And I mean, I'm gonna learn from my mistake. But I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna make this whole thing that once I mess up, I'll say, oh, now I'm a tzaddik. No. This is after the fact. Don't be so inflexible, says Rav Simcha Zissel. And maybe they're able to do tshuva. Am Kshei Orif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying they're giving excuses. Stop giving excuses. Man up. Admit your mistake. And Rav Huttner says that's the whole idea of tshuva. Real tshuva is saying, realizing, learn from your mistakes, be able to move on. Which is the whole essence of this beautiful insight of Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm. Real tshuva, sincere tshuva, genuine tshuva is learning from your mistakes. Says Rav Huttner, but moving on, and that actually makes you into a tzaddik. Beautiful insight from Rav Simcha Zissel and Rav Huttner. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us with the B'nai Yisrael. I'm not sure if this is in an Agra Dekala, but I saw quoted in the B'nai Yisrael's name in Perik Lamed Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph, right? Moshe is davening now for Klal Yisrael. It says, "Vaychal Moshe p'nei Hashem alakov." Vayomer Melama Hashem yichra apcha mi'abemecha shiotzecha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you going to be so upset at the people you took out of Egypt? Says B'nei Yisrael, why is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt? What's going on? What does that have to do with anything with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, forgiving Klal Yisrael? What's going on over here? Says B'nei Yisrael, beautiful insight. He says that Moshe was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, don't be upset at them. You know what happened? You want to know why they sinned? They were in Ervas Ha'aretz. They were in Egypt. They were in Mitzrayim for such a long time. And when someone's in Mitzrayim for such a long time, they're going to be affected by their surroundings. You want to know at the end of the day why they messed up? You put us there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'nai Yisrael, you put us there. And at the end of the day, it's not a pella, a wonder that they sinned. They sinned because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put us there. Moshe is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive the Jewish people because they learned sin from the Erev HaSa'aretz from Mitzrayim. Which really reminded me from a Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas, I believe, tells us on the Lamed Beis that by the Egel Zav, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, you want to know why Klai Yisrael sinned? You gave him too much gold when they left Egypt, right? It's like the Gemara gives the Mashal, it's like giving a prince money and putting him in front of a brothel. What is he not supposed to sin? Says B'nai Yisrael, and says the Gemara, at the end of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe was saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jew's essence is good. You put us in Mitzrayim, you put us in Egypt. A Jew wants to do good at the end of the day. It was just the Sheba Malchus, it was the Yitzhar that got the best of him. And I think the idea here is to be able to make sure we have good surroundings, make sure we have good chevra, good surroundings, make sure the Mitzrayim, the Amaleks, the Hamans don't get involved in us, they don't have time to get involved. We're always surrounded by good people, good influences. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Chasam Sofer. I saw a beautiful idea in the Torah's Moshe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the Rabbanu Shom. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers back to Moshe. Paraglam and Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Reisi is Hachrayu Panay Lo Yiro. Right, you're going to see my back, Hashem says, but my face, you're not going to be able to see. What's the idea here? The Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe his back of his eyes. Tefillin, what's going on over here? Says the Chasam Sofer, beautiful insight. He says, sometimes in life, we only see the good in Hashem. We only see the good in Hashem. And sometimes we see the bad and we don't see the good. We don't see the whole picture. Arisi is achorai. Upanai lo yiro. It might be sometimes only after a longer after event to know at the end of the day, all good, all challenging things, all hard things, they're always going to be good, always going to be for the best. Everything that happens to us is for the good. Sometimes we'll see it, ufanai lo yiro, but we're not going to see it right then. But we see acharai, we're going to see after a long time. Maybe at the time the event occurs, we're not going to be able to understand. But I need to know, with emunah, says the Chasam Sofer, we have to know that at the end of the day, everything that happens to us in our lives, everything's always good. We might not know right there, panay lo yaro, but down the line, you'll see at the end of the day, whether it be an oil hazan or haba, that everything comes and everything's the tav of it. Everything's for the best. Truly reminded me of an idea from the Gra. The Gra tells us the halach is, of course, Megillah l'mefrei lo yotza. Someone reads the Megillah out of order, it's not Yotzi. Says the Gra, why is he not Yotzi reading Megillah out of order? Because the whole essence of the Megillah is to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in one's own Megillah. It's finding Kadosh Baruch Hu. You go out of order, you do one thing first, and you go to another pack. You're not seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam behind the scenes. The whole point of Megillah's Esther is to Megala the Hester, to reveal the hidden, to reveal Kadosh Baruch Hu within someone's life. If we read the Megillah out of order, then you're not living with the Anamuna. And I think it's a tremendous chizuk for each and every one of us. Sometimes when things are happening, we don't see why this is good, how this is good. But to know at the end of the course, the Megillah Mefrelo Yatz, know at the end of the day, there's a whole Megillah happening in my own life. To trust the Rabbonu Shel Olam, everything's going to work out, and everything is for the best. Let's just review these five ideas. You start off with the first idea. How do you know what it means to be a Rosh B'nai Yisrael? It's the ones that are Nasnu Ish Kaifer Nafsho, says the original Rabbi. The ones who give up Mesiris Nefesh for themselves. Which the Maharal says, Mordechai was really telling Esther, in Tarash Tacharishi, you might not have this opportunity anymore. Once Achashverosh hears that a Jew, you might not have this platform. Make sure you use your platform to help Klai Yisrael. The original Rebbe and the Maharal, but Mesiris Nefesh, being a Jewish leader, being a Jew is caring for others, caring for Klai Yisrael, caring for the world. The second idea, the Shem Yishmol says, why are the two topics of the Shekel and the Kior next to each other? Because when someone has Achdus, Shekel, the whole point of the Shekel is your Machdus the Shekel, your half a Shekel, you have to connect yourself to others. That leads to purification. That leads to annulment of one's sins, which is really the Ashach HaKadosh, right? Omer Dover Mishim Omer Mevi Gulu LeOlam, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Vav. When you say something, someone's name brings the Gula to the Lord, how does it do that? Right? Says the Ashach, each one of Mordechai and Esther, each one of them wanted the other one to get the credit. Kadosh Baruch says, you care so much about each other, I'm going to bring Gula. And that is the beautiful insight of Shem Yishmael, the Ashach HaKadosh. The third idea, where Simcha Zissel of Kelm explains to us, why was he so caught up on this Am Kshei Orif? We just did the Eagle Zav, we bowed down to. Why is he talking about Am Kshei Orif? Am Kshei Orif means we weren't able to say that we made a mistake. We weren't able to admit we made a mistake. We were so focused on the sin, we were able to be able to move on. And says Rav Hunter, no, a part of becoming a tzaddik is really learning from our mistakes, being flexible to say, I made a mistake, now I want to learn from it, But a malik is gematria suffik. Haman wants us for us to be able to think that we don't connect, we have zero connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. But the whole idea is to be able to learn from our mistakes, be able to grow from them, learn from the beautiful insight of Simcha Zissel of Kelm. And Rav Hunter, the fourth idea we learn from the Bnei Yisachar tells us, why does Moshe mention Asher Tzitzich Me'aretz Yisrael in this plea for Klai Yisrael? Kadosh Baruch Hu saved Klai Yisrael because you took them out of Egypt. What does Egypt have to do with right now the Eagle of Zav? Says B'nai Yisrael. It has everything to do with it. Moshe wasn't really blaming him, but he was telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, you gave them the deck of cards here. You put them in Mitzrayim. You want to know why they're sinning? They sin by the Eagle because you put them in Egypt. You put them in Erev HaSa'aretz. Which really the Gemara Brachas tells us Moshe Ben was really telling Kadosh Baruch Hu why they sin by the Eagle. They sin by the Eagle. Moshe sinned because you gave him too much money. You gave him too much kesef. It's like putting the prince with a wallet and putting him in front of a brothel. What is he supposed to do? Not sin? But at the end of the day, I think the inside here is to be able to make sure we have good surroundings, we're surrounded by good people. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the whole idea of Amuna, of realizing from the Chasam Sofer, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going to see maybe at the time why it's always good. Maybe over time you'll see that everything's always for the best. And that's what the Gra says. Of course, Megillah and Raphael, you read Megillah out of order. It is not Yotze because you have to see a Kodesh Baruch, Megillah, the Hester, Megillah's Esther, to reveal the hidden within one's life. Kodesh Baruch should bless us to be Moshe Nefesh for each other, be Moshe Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Make sure we have the Koch of Achdus, which will lead to Geula, lead to Tahara. Make sure that we're flexible and we want to understand, we learn from our mistakes, to have good surroundings, Mezr Hashem, to have a Muna. Even when things are hard, to know that everything will always work out. Shkoich, and a holy, holy Purim Katan, and then we should be zochah Be'ez Hashem to have Purim Gadol in Adar Sheni, Nitzlam Yekodesh Shkoich.